From WIPR,
this is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
Last week, you heard from Danira, a graduate of Frederick Douglass High School in Baltimore. She shared a little bit about her life with her mom and grandmother.
I still have to take care of you.
She still has to take care of me.
It's my duty. Yeah, my duty to keep everybody together.
Now, she'll give us some insight into her senior year. A month or so ago, Danira told me she's not the normal teenager. I don't know if there is such a thing, but I do know from working with her this past year that Danira is an intelligent, resilient, and unique young adult. In her last piece for More Than Words, you'll hear some phone conversations she had with her sister who lives in Georgia. Here's Danira.
Z. Y. W. Wait, what? Z, Y, X, W, V, U, S, 2, by 16, 0. That's four. Me, Danira,
35.
And this is my sister, Danielle.
My name is Danielle Wardell. I'm 24 years old in Augusta, Georgia. I live in the eastern part of the United States, which is on the western part of the world, which is the planet Earth.
Danielle is doing a practice where she goes from small to big, saying everything she knows to be true. She does this when she's feeling a lot of anxiety. As you heard, I say numbers or the alphabet backwards, or focus on a color. Danielle taught me that one. I've experienced anxiety and panic attacks, and I was diagnosed with situational depression when I was 11.
Screams, cries, and hyperventilating.
I was bagging groceries at my job, my old job. I couldn't speak. I couldn't look at anybody.
Terrible chest pains. It's almost as if a heart attack is about to come. And my hands start shaking.
I don't feel myself. I feel like I'm not a person.
I feel like I'm losing grip and like I'm sliding and I can't grab onto anything. And I feel like it's like a continuous fall.
Loud noises are a trigger for me. Locker doors slamming or people yelling in the hallways didn't bother me. But the sudden drop of a textbook makes me tense up. A midday storm makes me antsy. And I hate crowds. It makes me nervous even saying the number of people in my school.
I don't like walking to lunch by myself because there's so many students in the cafeteria. I usually want somebody to walk with me. I pay attention to the person that's with me. I just talk to them and distract myself. But usually when I distract myself, I get angry at the people around me. And I just get frustrated that there's so many people around me. Because I feel like I'm being closed in with the whole, like a bunch of eyes just staring.
My anxiety and depression sometimes prevented me from getting up on time or from going to school at all. I missed over 30 days of school this year, but I was never out for more than a couple of days. And I always made up my work.
I hate how this day is going to be wasted on school. You know.
At the end of the school year, I felt like I couldn't be at the school for longer than 2 seconds before feeling like I was going to drown. Between college preparation and worrying about my mom's health, she has kidney disease. I sometimes feel like I have a weight pressing down on me. It's a relief for high school to be over, but I know the anxiety and depression I felt over these past 4 years won't go away.
It may never go away, but it becomes, in a way, like shrunken. It's like the two of you switch. Now you're the big boss and the pressure listens to you.
I might not have gotten into my first choice college and I might not have the most money to pay for any school I want, but I know I will further my education and I'll count or say the alphabet backwards or do whatever I need to keep moving forward.
Xavier, Miles, Danira, and Chanel report the show.
Johnny McCone and Jamila Krimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Miss Young from Frederick Douglass High School. This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation.
Our theme music was produced by me, Xavier Plater.
To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords.